Hey everybody, Sharon McLaughlin here. I'm the founder of MindLow and the Female Physician Entrepreneurs Facebook group. Each week, I'll be bringing you tips to help build your business. One of the problems that we have as business owners is that we don't know where to focus, and this is where my journals come in. Could you do me a favor? If you like what you're hearing, could you leave a good review and also share it with a friend? Before we get started, I have to remind you that my journal is now on sale. You can find that at mindlull.com. That's MindLull.com. If you're struggling with how you're spending your time, then do me a favor, take a look at it. We sit down on Sunday night, we plan out our week, and we reassess at the end of each day. There's also some trackers in there, and there's some journal prompts to really get you thinking about what you want in your business. All of this is designed to move the needle forward. All right, guys, let's get started. Hello there. Today we're going to be talking about building our business by using our email list. So our one goal is to increase our email list. In my last video that I'll link down below, I told you about how emails can end up in spam. So make sure you take a look at that. As far as building our email list, knowing that that's our goal, what we do in our business should revolve around building our email list. So you can ask people, sign on. Would you sign on if somebody asked? Probably not, right? You need an opt-in, you need a freebie. Now make sure that's quality. Years ago, I used to say, no big deal, just do a checklist. You have to be careful now. You really want to get good quality. There's so many people that have their email boxes filled. So we want to avoid that. We want to make sure that what we're giving to them is good so that the next email that you send, the second email, people are like, yeah, I want to read this because the last email was so good. I need to open it. This is amazing. It's going to be really good. I need to open this email. And there's a couple of people that I actually look forward to. James Clear is one of them. He sends around like some motivational, he's all about building habits. But that is one email that ends up in my email box that I'm like, I'll save it. I want to open that. So that's where you want to be. That's a position you want to be in so that when you send an email around, people are like, yeah, I have to save this. I want to open this. It's going to be good. So how do we do that? Well, there's a couple of things. We have the goal. So let's talk about building that email list, no matter where you are right now. What are the things that you're doing in your business to increase your email list? Definitely have an opt-in, a freebie. You can do that on Canva. It has to be related to your industry, all right? And I'll do another email on making it a good opt-in. So you have that opt-in, like many of you have. And now we want to tell people about it. You can have something, but unless you tell people about it, they don't know about it. So you have to let people know. So take a look at me on social media. Take a look at my Facebook. Take a look at my Instagram. What does it have? It has a link. And it doesn't just have a link to my website. Either you can use something like Linktree that gives a few different boxes, choices. Don't give too many choices. In general, humans, we don't like too many choices because then we can never make up our mind. Just a few different boxes. Start off with three or even just one, the most important one, right? But start off somewhere and have a link. So you can either use Linktree or you could just create this on your own website. Take a look at mine on Instagram. It's basically mindlull.com/links. What do I have there? I have a podcast, right? Because this is my primary source of how I get my information out. People like audio. I do video too. That's why it's important as far as building up your YouTube. There's a number of reasons for that. YouTube to me, YouTube, Pinterest, they are search engines. So a lot of times when you're on Google and you're searching something, what happens? What pops up, right? A video pops up. And you want to be in that video, right? Like that would be a great source. There's lots of ways to build up your YouTube channel. Think about the heading that you're using. The video itself that you're uploading should be keyword related. The body should be keyword related. And what you're saying in the video should be keyword related. It's really quick about YouTube. I can do another video on that. But make sure that you're showing up in the search results. So video is a great thing. This video here will go onto YouTube. And the audio from the video will become my podcast episode. And from that podcast episode or my video, I could break it down to smaller clips. And I could do those on stories and reels. So it's all about not exhausting yourself. I can tell you in the past, and I've mentioned this to you before, We have our memories on Facebook, right? I can't tell you how many memories I see. I'm like, wow, there was not a great return on investment. I did all this content and I'm simply exhausted. I was like, if I'm going to do this, it really has to be purpose driven. So you notice at the beginning of my podcast, I mentioned my journal that's for sale. I love my journal. It is for everybody as far as a small business owner and an entrepreneur. And for under $10, it is reasonably priced and there's no way that nobody can afford it. So price is not an issue. And I always say, if you want to be more organized, get it. You can find that at my website at mindlull.com. So I'm giving a call to action. And that's what you should be doing too. It's important. So your call to action, since we're building the email list, is sign up for. So when you're doing video, when you're doing post, make sure that every once in a while, it could be like that 20-80 rule, 20% of the time, you're letting people know about a freebie that you have. It's not just a checklist. It's something that's going to save them time, right? It always comes down to saving them time, saving them energy, saving them money. What is going to help the person? Remember, we always talk about what's in it for me. So everything that you're doing, whatever content you're doing, should go back to building your email list and offering that opt-in. I offer my book, but in my book, there's some options as far as sign up for my email list and you'll get this, a supplement. So it's always strategic. It's thinking ahead of time before you do your action. I want the biggest bang for my buck. So what can I possibly do, given the time that I have, to make the biggest bang for my buck? Remember, time is energy. Right? Time is money. And I've been burned out a couple of times. I don't want to end up back there. So I'm really trying to be very strategic in how I'm spending my time. All right. So back to building our email list. Emails that you send out, make sure that it's there, because you may be emailing somebody, but they don't necessarily know about your website. And you can put that in your signature, sign up for whatever it is. That's one way. Social media links. When you're doing social media, bring up that call to action. And then that's just your own audience, right? What about expanding your audience? If you've noticed, I've been on more podcasts as guests lately. I've been on Instagram Lives. I've been on LinkedIn Lives. Why is that? I want to build up selling my book, right? I want people to know about it. So one of the fastest ways that you can do that is collaborating. Do you know I said in 2022 at the beginning of the year, this is the year for opportunities. This is the year for networking and collaborating. We're going to work together because we're going to grow faster together. So that's a whole point here. Let's network. Let's grow together. Not all of us have podcasts, but a great many of us do. So get on each other's podcasts, share your audiences. You don't want to be in direct competition with them. But if you're working on wellness and you're concentrating on weight loss and someone else is concentrating on nutrition and someone else is concentrating on fitness, you can all work together. Is it all about weight loss? Absolutely. Is it all about wellness? Yes. Could you bring some yoga and meditation into that? Absolutely. And then I see like a one-day summit coming up. I recently did a summit and I did a podcast on the summit. So take a look at that one. But a summit is a great way to build up your email list. That was one of the purposes of doing the summit, is to collect emails, because I realize that Facebook doesn't have the reach and the engagement that it used to have. So I need alternative methods to communicate with my customers, clients, members of the group. I wanted to build that email list. And that's one of the reasons why I did it. So again, think of the actions that you're taking, what's going to move the needle forward. And at the beginning of this video, I said the purpose is to build our email list, right? So if the purpose is to build our email list, everything should revolve around building that email list. So take it from there, right? That's the goal. And try to just do one thing at a time. I've noticed, not even so much when I multitask, but when I have a few different things that I'm trying to do, it's never as strong as just concentrating on one thing. So try to do that as well. You know, in my journal that I mentioned, Sunday night, we plan out our week's goal. We plan out a month's goal. We plan out a 6-week goal. It all revolves around that one goal and then working with it and then reassessing, doing a little bit every day. And at the end of each day, reevaluate. Was there a return on investment? Evaluate the actions that you're taking. Is it moving the needle forward or not? Or is this a waste of return on investment? You don't want to waste your time, you get burnt out. You don't want to waste your energy, you get burnt out. So these are all things that you can do. Keep that in the back of your mind when you're doing this. And as far as building your email list, Summit is a great idea. Collaborating, when you're collaborating with somebody, it has to be that call to action. You know, for instance, I talk about entrepreneurship, right? And building your business. I have a career transition. I have multiple things on a website that are free. So I can refer to that when I'm talking to somebody. Because I was promoting my journal, it always revolved around going back to my journal and how important it is to focus and increase fulfillment if you're actually focusing in on what's going to move the needle rather than being willy-nilly all over the place, or as Rupa says, loosey-goosey all over the place. It really has to be very strategic on what you're doing. All right, guys, I hope that this has helped you. Remember, have one focus, one goal, focus in on that. Think about all the different ways, brain dump on how you can do that. Network and collaborate. It's the fastest way to grow your business, because when you're doing that, you're meeting other audiences. And you've seen this is what I've tried to do. And I've really tried to promote this in Female Physician Entrepreneurs Facebook group. Notice how I say the full name rather than just FPE, because people are like, FPE, what is that? So yes, I do have a Facebook group for women physicians to come and learn about business. There's no strings attached. I want you to just come. It's a free place to learn. It is my way of giving back. So join that Facebook group. And again, if you're interested in the journal, take a look at MindLull. That's MindLull. And again, if you're on social media here, take a look at my links, because it all leads back to that. We each have one life to live. We have our own path to walk. So make sure you're making the most of it and live it the way that you want to live it. Don't go by what society expects from us. Bye, guys. Love you. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you like us, please give us a nice review and tell your family and friends about us. We'll see you on another episode.